Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Eloy Jimenez hit two homers with five RBIs for the second straight game. Tim Anderson led off with a home run for the second day in a row. And the Chicago White Sox take game one of the three-game set at Target Field. They beat our Minnesota Twins 11-1. White Sox now 67-46 on the season. Twins dropped to 48-65. Same two teams at Target Field tonight. Dallas Keuchel will go for the White Sox. He's 7-5 with a 4.36 ERA. Griffin Jacks will go for the Twins. He's 2-1 with a 5.63 ERA. Pregame at 6:30. We'll have your first pitch tonight at 7:10. Well, progress has been slow for Minnesota Vikings rookie Christian Darrisaw in his first training camp. The first-round draft pick had core muscle surgery 7 months ago. Coach Mike Zimmer has been frustrated by Darrisaw's recovery that has been one step forward and two steps back. Now, Rashad Hill has taken the majority of the turns at left tackle with the first team. The Vikings have been planning to slide Darrisaw into that spot after releasing Riley Reiff for salary cap savings. The Vikings have their first preseason game, 3 o'clock kickoff, at U.S. Bank Stadium coming up on Saturday. Luka Doncic is set to sign a $207 million Supermax extension with the Dallas Mavericks. Well, news of Doncic's 5-year deal came as the Mavericks also re-signed its most reliable scoring partner in the backcourt, shooting guard Tim Hardaway Jr. He's getting a $75 million 4-year contract. But again, Doncic signing a $207 million deal. The Brooklyn Nets have re-signed veteran big man Blake Griffin, who revived his career as part of the supporting cast for Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving. Now, Brooklyn announced the signing on Monday without disclosing contract terms. Griffin signed as a free agent with Brooklyn back on March 8th. He averaged 10 points, 4.7 rebounds, and 2.4 assists in 26 games. The New York Giants have activated Saquon Barkley from the physically unable to perform list. It's likely the star running back will not do much immediately. Now, Coach Joe Judge said Barkley is not going to be pushed and there is no timetable to get him into a preseason game or even playing when the season opens on September 12th. The NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year back in 2018 tore the ACL in his right knee in the second game of last season. He started training camp 2 weeks ago on the PUP list. Arizona State has placed two more assistant football coaches on administrative leave during an ongoing NCAA investigation into the program's recruiting. Now, Prentice Gill and Chris Hawkins joined tight ends coach Adam Brenneman, who was put on leave in late July. Now, Gill is Arizona State's receivers coach and assistant recruiting coordinator, while Hawkins is a defensive backs coach. Arizona State head coach Herm Edwards said during Pac-12 Media Day last month that he could not comment on the probe into whether the Sun Devils hosted high school prospects during the NCAA imposed ban on in-person recruiting during the pandemic. Going back to the NFL real quick, Lamar Jackson spoke to the media for the first time since returning from the COVID-19 list. Jackson said he dealt with fatigue and slept a lot, but he's glad to be back. When asked if the Ravens had talked to him about getting vaccinated, he sounded noncommittal, saying he would keep learning as much as he can about it. Deshaun Watson returned to practice with the Houston Texans after not taking part in workouts for almost a week. Now, Watson's future is uncertain after he asked for a trade in January before 22 women filed lawsuits alleging that he sexually assaulted or harassed them in March. Now, Houston police and the NFL are investigating the allegations, but no charges have been filed. New Orleans Saints kicker Will Lutz has scheduled surgery to repair a core muscle injury, and it's not clear if he'll return in time for the regular season. The Saints have signed former Dallas Cowboys kicker Brent Maher to fill in. Now, Lutz announced his procedure with a post on social media, and Saints coach Sean Payton says New Orleans would have to replace Lutz, at least for preseason. Now, Lutz has played in every game for New Orleans since making the team as an undrafted rookie out of Georgia State back in 2016. Major League Baseball notes, Jose Ramirez hit a two-run homer and also an RBI triple. The Cleveland Indians beat Cincinnati last night 9-3. DJ Lemieux led off the 11th inning with an RBI double. The New York Yankees, they blew four late leads, but they finally held off the feisty Kansas City Royals 8-6. Joe Musgrove effectively displayed his heavy dose of breaking pitches, tossing six strong innings, and he struck out eight. As the San Diego Padres, they beat Miami 8-3. And the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field last night was postponed because of rain. The game was called after 1 hour and 38 minutes. And also in this check of sports, a former minor league bat boy has filed a lawsuit accusing longtime major league shortstop Omar Vizquel of sexual harassment during Vizquel's tenure as manager of the Birmingham Barons. That's an affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. The 25-year-old man filed suit in federal court in Alabama, accusing the 11-time Gold Glove winner of exposing himself multiple times and forcing the man to wash his back in the shower back in 2019. Now, the suit says the man is autistic and accuses the White Sox and AA Birmingham Barons of violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. And that's a check of sports. Again, the Twins will try to bounce back tonight after getting beat by the White Sox last night 11-1. 6:40 your pregame first pitch at 7:10. How about 6:30? Let's go 6:30 pregame first pitch at 7:10 on your home for your Minnesota Twins, AM 1450. From the Americana Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.